You're going to get the full brunt.
Whoa, that's so late.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Okay.
Oh, now you're okay.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I was okay earlier, wasn't I?
Yes, you were okay. And so I asked you if your shoulder was good, and you said that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I don't have anything to do with the shoulder anymore.
Whoa.
It's
like it got worse when it's like three levels of latency.
Decades of latency.
Woo. Stuff I said.
New song by.
No. What happened this past week in your hectic?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening right now is that any of our listeners listening to the podcast obviously weren't able to listen to the show live. I don't know what's happening with the station at this point in time, but I've inquired with no reply. No reply.
Who did you inquire to?
Right to the boss.
And the boss is DJ Amy.
That's right. So, and when Amy, if you're out there.
When did you inquire to her?
Oh, okay. Well, after you told me, actually, about the... Was that last week? Or the week before, I think? I inquired.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I haven't heard anything back yet. And whether or not the station is not a station anymore, or...
What are we
going
to do?
There's just some downtime. I'm not sure what's going on. But Big JD and Lippo, I assure you, are looking into, you know, somewhere to house our shows if need be.
Well, the shows are housed. It's just we need a vehicle to
house the live show.
Yeah,
we like to, you know, still broadcast live or stream the shows. Or,
but we can stream the show ourselves, can't we?
We can. And how can we?
Either Ustream. You familiar with Ustream?
No, there's some free streaming
stuff out there. Service. And then there's Live 365, which is not free.
Right.
But isn't there some free component to Live 365?
I don't think that there is.
Okay. I thought there was a free version and then there's a...
I think the stuff that you get is all free, but to actually broadcast costs you some money. And so, you know, we'll have to look into something if need be and get the live shows back up and running.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard, I don't think.
No, not at all. It's just we don't really have a secure answer as to whether we need to do that or not. That's the problem.
Well, I want to be on Windsor's Kicking Back Radio. I want to be on WKBR. What's up with that? That was a great idea.
I don't know.
What is
I wonder what's entailed with taking that over. Yeah, I wonder what the costs are. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what I want to know. If it just means getting a little cheap box of some kind, plug something into it and...
No, there's no box. It's just probably paying something monthly or something. I'm not sure how that works. Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
Obviously, the boss lady has an account somewhere. And maybe she's let it lapse or doesn't want to do it anymore. I'm not sure yet. I haven't talked to her, so I can't say for sure and can't speak for her. But we'll find out what's up with the station soon enough.
So Liz wouldn't know then, eh?
No.
Okay.
So.
Do you know who Liz is? Liz is.
Yeah, it's just a listener.
Oh, okay.
She's not affiliated with the station, so we'll never find anything out.
Not from her.
What's new with you? Anything happening? It's pretty quiet around here.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. Isn't it always quiet around here in the morning?
Yeah, pretty much, but a lot of times there's people around.
Well, we know someone's in a bath. Someone just dropped bath water. Yeah. That's probably my wife. And my youngest son has gone to his girlfriend's house the last 2 mornings. He gets up bright and early and I think he wakes up with a boner and just goes over there. I got to see my girlfriend.
I saw a picture from like an Easter dinner or something. I know Harry was in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a group of people around that I'd never seen these people before at the table.
That was Eric and his girlfriend.
And then there was another woman on the right side, and then another girl beside her.
Michelle and her partner.
Oh. Oh, isn't that your wife's
sister? Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat. There's a whole other show right there.
Whole other show about my Easter Monday dinner?
No, on, sexual preference.
Oh, sexual preference. We never did that?
I don't think so. Not on sexual preference.
All right.
Because I would have remembered that.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list. So maybe we can get into some real news.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Come on in.
Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. That's a long walk from the other
room. And we got to sit on the floor in here because all the news is right from the newsroom floor. So
I'm sitting on the wall.
Yeah, I'm on the ceiling hanging from it.
Like, what's his name? Uncle, was that in the Addams Family or Munsters? I forget.
Oh, Eddie used to hang, or Grandpa used to hang upside down. Yeah.
Because they both had that.
Speaking of, when you first said, remember little something or other, and all I could think of that I have in the brain for the last few days is Beetlejuice. A little Beetlejuice there from Howard Stern. And I just came across a whole movie on Beetlejuice, and it's just incredible.
Very interesting.
Very, wow. Very funny. I that's one of the few things that really just floors me, man. I'm like literally on the floor rolling around with tears in my eyes watching that guy.
Oh,
I can't get enough of him.
He's pretty
not at all
maniacal, that's for sure.
Oh, it's amazing. Just amazing. Especially the repeat stuff when they ask him to, you know. Anyway, what's real news happening now?
Oh, we're back to the show.
Okay. Yahoo's still perusing over Microsoft's big offer.
Well, they're trying to do some bamboozling with Google and AOL. They're still, they got a meeting very soon to figure out if they're going to try to merger with AOL or get a partnership, let AOL buy a bunch of stock, mm-hmm. which AOL is Time Warner. And they're also putting Google ads in Yahoo search results.
You said the magic word, pudding. It's all pudding.
pudding.
Pudding head.
So that's kind of weird, eh? Like Google ads on a Yahoo, if you type in something, sometimes you may get some AdSense ads on the side there mm-hmm. on a Yahoo search. So, and all this has to do with the fact that Microsoft is trying to get Yahoo. So, well, I think something is going to happen this week. Next Sunday, it'll all be over, in my opinion.
We'll have some more news on this next Sunday then.
Positive.
What else is going on in the
world?
Did you
get the Windsor Star?
No.
Okay. Our old friend was on the front page.
And that is?
Diane Bedard.
Oh, on the front page, did you say?
She was on the front page. It's not the lead story.
Right,
She was on the
wow, nice.
Underfold. And she, I don't know why they picked her, but the story is on old TVs and the new digital signals coming from Detroit. So, you know, in the area we're in right now, a lot of people get what's called OTA or over-the-air stations, your NBC, CBS, and Fox. Mm-hmm. All those stations come to us from the States and even here, which is about a 40-minute drive from Detroit. That's the source of a lot of people's television watching in this area mm-hmm. if they have over-the-air. But in February of next year, all those signals are going to be digital.
Right.
So she said she has 5 TVs in her house, and 3 of them are not equipped to handle the digital signals, but 2 mm-hmm. are. So she said she's just going to, she said, I need to get rid of those other TVs. I'm not even going to deal with them.
Right.
And so they talked to a few people also in the biz, as it were. They talked to a guy at Livewire and a guy at Turner's, which is 2 audio video stores that are competing against the big box stores. They offer, you know, more service and higher end items usually to get their niche. And they're saying that nobody in Canada sells the digital to analog converters that these people are going to need to keep their TVs. So they're saying that they are going to sell some. They're selling for $100, but if you go over to the States, you can get them at Walmart and Best Buy and Circuit City for like $50. So
which is always the case.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens even over there. There's a lot of people who are in rural areas or just, you know, they don't know what's going to happen. They're going to turn on their TV on February 9th or whatever the day is next year. And what happened to my TV?
Everybody's going to be able to get free to air digital. So they might as well just buy an HD TV.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People down in Tennessee who got the 1960.
Yeah, well, you have to get a new television. Why spend $100 on a box when you can spend $100 on a 15-inch TV?
$100?
Well,
that's how much your whole still costs.
A couple hundred. But why spend $100 on this? I mean, when you can spend $200 on a television. You know, the prices are already coming down, which is really a miracle because they're just coming out with everything being HD. That's when everything should be a fortune. But the TV prices are coming down further and further all the time. So it's going to be rather affordable for everyone, I think.
Yeah, I think the impetus for them coming down, even though TVs are expensive in comparison, you know, if you want a mid-range TV as far as what mid-range is, as far as LCD goes, you're still spending anywhere from $15 to $2,000, I think. But like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people with a 15, 20-inch television still that don't have a big TV. So you can get a 15 to 19-inch LCD monitor TV, and that'll be good enough for them.
Yes, it will be.
That's what I suggest. And you still get them for $200 to $300 even for a something, you know.
Yep.
It'll last you. It should be fine. Better than your old TV ever was anyway.
It's going to be better for
and
sure.
And what's more?
What's more?
Is the fact that I think the popularity of watching video and stuff on the internet, although it's already obviously a skyrocketed thing, but it's going to be even more popular than it ever was, I think.
Watching video on your computer.
Sure. TV on the computer, video on the computer. You can watch any TV show on the computer anymore.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some kind of convergence happening.
Yeah.
Where will it land?
More people
will
go into, even the thing that I have there to get the TV hybrid. To watch television Elgato. Right on my, yeah. And it gets, I have a $30 free to air digital antenna that I can hook up to this little thing. I paid, I think it was like $150 and now they're only $100.
Yep.
A little USB dongle thing. And I just plug the antenna into it and then I have TV right on the computer.
Coming right out of the air. Yep.
And so for those old people with that old turndial UHF, channel 78, bring in the station better where you turn the thing,
Train.
So you can get yourself a nice little setup like this with a computer, relatively inexpensive, and then you have contact with the rest of the world as well.
Yeah.
So that's be rather neat, you know.
A lot of people don't know how to turn a computer on.
You can throw out the string and can, and welcome to the world of digital and the internet, Web 2.0.
What's Web 2.0 got to
do? I don't know, but I see in the news as well, people are starting to sign on for that already, whatever it is.
Sign on? What are you talking
about? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, you're just throwing buzzwords.
So you'll never know. And, that's what's up with that. Anything else in the news?
You just confused half the Web 2.0. Where's he coming from now? Oh, boy.
Moving on.
Wings won last night.
Oh, he's got more news.
No, I was just going to throw that. Okay. I know where you're going. You're moving on. Let's move on.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR. If you've been to the WKBR website at wkbr.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
All right, when pranks go over the line, it's not fun, it's a crime. Broken glass, graffiti, theft, arson, willful damage, on-site substance abuse, and rowdyism. These and other acts of vandalism are deliberate assaults on private and public property. They cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair, and they degrade our quality of life. Schools, parks, community centers, and other shared public places are the biggest targets of vandalism. And that's our show today.
That's vandalism. It right there?
That's what it is.
You read that and that's it? I'm glad she's
having. So there's our topic for today. That's it.
What did you say about online? What?
Online?
Yeah, didn't you not say something? You choked on a word.
Oh, yeah. On-site substance abuse. I'm still choking on that.
On-site substance abuse.
It doesn't taste very good.
I'm sorry. I don't understand how on-site substance abuse has anything to do with vandalism.
On-site substance abuse. Yeah. How do you like that? Hanging around public places, drinking and getting high and, you know, leaving your cigarette butts around or breaking bottles or, you know, leaving bottles.
Oh, I see.
You know, on-site substance abuse.
Leave your hypodermics laying around.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Condoms, you know.
Ooh. Don't leave your condoms laying around, especially the used ones. You don't want to step on one of those.
Nice. For Sunday morning.
What's the difference between Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, or Tuesday at midnight?
Nothing at all, I guess.
It's all a mess. Don't leave.
It's all a mess. Don't step on a condom.
That's full. Especially if it's full of Jeff. Ouch!
Okay, I don't know if I get it, but...
Sorry.
So, vandalism is the show today, and... what can we discuss about vandalism? Is vandalism?
Yeah, in our own words, how does vandalism affect us? Well, what is vandalism? What I see is vandalism around here, not in a metropolitan area. You know, these kids get some spray paint. That's usually the thing that I equate with
spray paint, graffiti. It's pens, you know, on the wall kind of thing, the bathroom or whatever. It's defacing.
Yes. Street things, signs, you know? Is what I'm thinking a lot of.
Street signs, sure.
Like, you know, somebody sees the town of Tilbury and they write something, they paint over the Bury part and they put in Billy, Tilbilly. Tilbilly, yeah. Country.
Hillbury.
Tilbury.
Hillbury.
So that's the extent of the vandalism that I think I encounter around here myself. But when you go to the big city, that's when you get a lot of
nice art.
Actually, that's some of
it looks pretty good. But they say graffiti's not art. It's a criminal offense when put on property without permission, and when left unchecked, creates many more problems. And research indicates that many graffiti artists have or will have connections to other criminal activity, as is evident in areas such as Vancouver, Los Angeles, Toronto, possibly.
Do I have something on my face? Is that what you did? Or you had an itch?
No, I had an itch.
Okay.
I wanted to move away from the microphone.
Oh, I see. You had some toothpaste hanging from the side.
Nope. Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
So we're saying, they're saying that kids who are doing the vandalism are also connected to some other kind of crime.
Yeah. If they're criminals, you can sometimes bet that they're connected to other things, maybe some B&Es or theft and things like that, although theft can be considered sometimes vandalism. But more importantly, what it is saying there is that something like graffiti it's not art, it's an offense.
But there's a lot of kids out there who they want to make their mark on the world, and they go out and they create some beautiful stuff on walls and side of trains and the side of bridges and stuff.
They certainly do, and they're good artists. But I think, as just about anyone would, that their talents are better used elsewhere other than a wall somewhere,
right,
on somebody else's property.
That's
the thing.
Yeah.
So
I think it's like not
use a book, use the internet. Go to school.
Right. A lot of these kids don't have access to a lot of those resources, though. And it's the instant gratification thing. You know, they don't want to put the work into, you know, make a portfolio, draw a whole bunch of stuff, show it to somebody, and then maybe you'll be in a forum where you'll be able to show off your stuff. But these kids want
pen and paper is, you know, relatively cheap, free, and expensive. And that's what they should be doing, probably. And they want to showcase their work. Well, show it to somebody. Go look for a job or something.
They want to hit the most viewers at once. They think every car that goes down here is going to see my thing.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything for them. I don't know how many kids got a decent paying job out of spray painting on walls that they shouldn't be.
No.
So,
but I think that's their mentality, though.
And who is it that does that? The mentality of who?
Are they kids? Young kids, yeah, between the age of probably 14 and 20, maybe.
I'll tell you one thing. It's a lot cheaper, and you can make an awful lot more drawings, pictures and art in a book than a can of spray paint. A can of spray paint is $4. You can go buy a box of pencils or pens and a couple of books, hundreds of pages,
right,
for cheaper than you can buy a rattle can. Oh, where do they get the paint? So, you know, obviously they steal the paint too, probably.
Cases
or they chip in.
Cases of paint.
You know, if your friend's that good at an artist, like, chip in and buy him a something that's going to further him in his life, you know? Sure. So, but yeah, kids, I'm sure. I don't see too many adults that are really vandals, you know?
Right.
I'm sure they do things, the on-site substance abuse, rowdiness, and things like that. You might find older people, adults maybe. Maybe some arson, theft, things like that. People that have been doing it their whole life. But
right,
as far as, you know, a lot of the things that you think of when you think of actual vandalism, writing on the bathroom wall, painting on the walls, tearing posters off of bus stops or wherever they put posters and things like that. And that's usually kids. And who does it affect, though? It affects everybody.
Affects everybody. And that's what they want to do. They want to affect everybody. That's the whole thing behind vandalism, I think. Not a lot of it. Not all of it, I should say. You know what I'm thinking? What do you think is the worst type of vandalism? Like the most despicable? That's despicable.
Well, racism, I think, is really bad. You know, when you're, if you vandalize things against a race or something like that, that would be pretty bad, I guess. But vandalizing in general, that would cost somebody else money. You know, yeah. Hate crimes and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Those are, I think, are the biggest ones, probably, that, you know, the most hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
You got something in my eye?
Good one. What I was thinking about was, I don't know if you recall, maybe a year or two ago, vandals got into one of the cemeteries down on the West End, and they just...
broke some stuff, I think.
They tore down a whole bunch of monuments and gravestones, too, like pushing over gravestones and crap like that. Like that, that's, to me, that's the most... Why go there? Why go to this place where they bury dead people and wreck people's memories of these, of their relatives and their friends and whatever?
Yeah.
And it's dead people. Besides, if you have any inkling of spirituality, you know, those are dead people. They can come back and get you. If you're thinking, you know, what's going to happen to me because of this?
It shows a lack of respect, for sure.
No respect.
You know, for other people's property and for people that have been, perhaps, if it's a cemetery vandalism. You know, I guess you got to think, if it was, you know, somebody in your family's grave, you probably wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, they're not thinking of that. That's,
or that's, I mean, you wouldn't want to have, you know, that happen or somebody else do it. But they're kids and they don't think. So
they mustn't be thinking. That's, you know, when I think of the kind of vandalism we were talking about with the spray can and stuff like that, you know, I can kind of get inside that person's head why he might be doing that. But doing stuff like that, that's, I can't think. What are you thinking? Yeah,
graffiti's not always that hurtful. It's an inconvenience. It can sometimes be costly. You know, and if it's just art, you know, they paint their name in some wild way or whatever they do, you know, mm-hmm. or their gang name or what have you. Yeah, it's not obviously not as bad as, you know, some real crime.
Right. Exactly. A real crime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is crime, but like a crime against...
Well, destroying public property, defacing it. Maybe a little different than destroying, you know, that,
yes,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
The damage factor, theft,
damage factor,
you know, breaking things.
That sounds like a good band name.
Yeah, damage factor. Isn't that cool? Somebody's going to scam me, and he's right sitting right across from me.
No, I think you should start a band. Actually,
Lippo's Damage Factor.
Why don't you start another band? Just play around in Windsor.
Yeah, I've been asked a lot. Believe me.
Why don't you? It's not like you're.
I'm too busy.
Nah, whatever.
I don't have any time. And to learn a song, that just pushes me over the edge.
No, don't. Yeah, do half covers, half originals.
Yeah, what kind of music?
Rock, metal.
I don't know.
Put the wig on?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't put a wig on.
No?
Nope. Never. Why would I?
To get back to the 80s metal days.
Oh, no. That's just corny, though. Unless it was like a specifically, you know... hairband
tribute
thing, and you wanted to look like that, that'd be cool.
Be a Wicked Angel tribute band.
Yeah, start a Wicked Angel tribute. That would really be pathetic.
I'm my own tribute band.
So, what do vandals do?
They wake up in the morning.
Or more importantly, where do they do it?
Well, they wake up in the morning.
They're defacing public property, private property. They're spray painting, they're writing on walls, they're tearing things down, putting things up maybe that shouldn't be there, burning crosses and I don't know. Bus stops, parks, you know, wrecking things possibly in public parks, schools, maybe breaking into lockers, writing on lockers, school restrooms, gum under desks, even. Gum under the desk is vandalism.
Stop.
That's what it is.
It isn't.
Yeah.
Did you ever write anything on the school walls in the bathroom?
Never.
No?
No, never.
I never did that either.
No.
I broke into a school once.
I broke it into many schools.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah. I don't, I may have written on walls here and there.
And I have paid my debt to society. Did you?
Never.
You never got caught?
Never.
Hmm.
No, you got caught for breaking. Oh, I think you told us the story
before.
Yeah,
I told you guys the story of that before.
Abandoned buildings. Breaking into schools or buildings that have been abandoned. There's still stuff in a lot of those, by the way. Alleys. Alleys is a big place for vandalism, you know.
Did you know
knocking over garbage cans?
Speaking of abandoned buildings, there's a Home Depot in Windsor. They moved it. You know that, right?
Oh, they moved the Home Depot
from the one
by the mall there?
By the mall there.
Okay. And they moved out Walker. But.
Yeah. And they're having, I didn't know, I thought the building was empty, but now they're I heard they're having a sale today, I think.
Oh, really?
Of everything that's in there, 75% off everything in the old building.
Wow, it's going to be insane there.
Could be crazy.
We should have went there and did a interview with people buying.
We should have did the show live on
sale buyers.
Salebuyers.com. People who wait in line for crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And what was the first idea you had for a show?
The first what?
First, you had another idea for a show. Oh, sexual preference. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We should write these things
down. I know.
Alleys, neighborhoods, stores, vandalism in stores, department stores, restrooms especially, apartments and apartment buildings and the inside doorways of apartments, you know.
Now, when you guys went with your buddy there and you filmed them, knocking into, is that vandalism? Going into the magazine rack and knocking down the chip display?
Yeah, I suppose that's vandalism to some degree. I'm not sure what else you'd really call that. What would that crime be called, I wonder? Destroying private property, I guess, maybe? It's all in fun. That's all I can think.
It's all in fun. Yeah, sure. We're getting into the mind of the vandal.
The mind of the beholder.
It was fun. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that. Is there anything wrong with that?
As long as you got the camera rolling.
As long as you have the footage, that's, you know, right, to show how fun it was.
Right.
Then
it becomes an art form.
That's right.
Just like the kid with the spray can who does the deal.
But then it's a form of graffiti, I guess. And graffiti's not always bad, you know?
And the graffiti is actually on your tape.
Like, look at Physical Graffiti. That's a great album.
It's my favorite album of all time.
Is it?
It is. Yeah. Led Zeppelin's my favorite band, and my best album from them was Physical Graffiti.
You heard it here first, folks.
I think I might have mentioned that before on the show. Not the Physical Graffiti thing, but...
No, I don't think you... I don't know that even on our music shows or anything like that, you actually mentioned that Zeppelin was your favorite band.
Yeah, I just got the vanity plate there about a month ago.
You what?
Got the vanity plate there about a month ago. I got a new vanity plate. It used to be Strat 9 on my car.
Right.
Yeah, now it's Zeppelin 2.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Why did you change it? What'd you do with the other plate?
Got it stuffed away somewhere.
And you just wanted to get something new?
Yeah, I got the Strat 9 because I was a big Strat fan. You know, I had a couple of those, and it was like, I think I even got the Strat 9 before. I got it when I got my first Strat. And I couldn't get Strat. I couldn't get any other combination, so I just picked Strat. My favorite number was 9. So I got Strat 9.
Your favorite number still 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that change for people, do you think? We'll have to have a show on that.
Favorite numbers?
Well, we did favorite things, actually, but...
Superstitions?
If your favorite things change over time, you know what I mean? Add, factor that in somewhere. Like a favorite color.
Yeah,
my favorite color used to be green, but now I really like red most.
Really?
I'm not, but
okay.
I'm just saying.
That does happen?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Okay. So,
save it for the favorite color show.
Yeah, there you go.
No. So now it's Zeppelin 2, my license plate. I could fit Physical Graffiti.
What's the actual, if we can say on air?
What, my license plate?
Yeah.
It's Zeppelin 2.
Zeppelin
2.
Okay. Yeah.
I tried every combination to get Led Zepp or Zeppelin.
And they were all taken?
Everything's taken.
Wow.
Every combination.
You should have done it backwards. Yeah. Okay, and so...
You want to take a break?
Certainly, why not?
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and music by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And as you heard, it's music time.
Hey, you big mouth.
Our more Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. And this Sunday morning...
Is that what you're calling Sunday Morning
Music? Well, that's what I did call, but I'm waiting for you to make some new ideas.
I'll make an idea. I love that idea. It's Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Oh, you want a whole more big...
I want a big crazy idea. Crazy thing? Yeah. Why not?
Well, I don't know. You're the one that said you're always against that. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's what it's going to sound like, but...
Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a place for the mock the big DJ guy, but...
Well, anyway. Sure there is, yeah.
I don't think that's it, though. So what do you got for us this week, Mr. Music Mayhem guy?
Fitting in line with today's show on vandalism.
Which is a type of mayhem in itself.
Yes. And I chose a song by Ace Frehley, Frehley's Comet, from the second Sighting CD. This is Juvenile Delinquent.
We'll be right back.
There you go. Ace Frehley from the Second Sighting CD. Ace Frehley, of course, former guitar player from Kiss and maybe still playing with them now. I'm not sure what they're doing these days. Are you aware of if Kiss is still touring?
No, they're not. They're not doing anything right now. They're doing their own deal. Kiss is on like a bit of a hiatus right now.
Cool. They do cool things on their hiatuses.
Well, Gene was just on Donald Trump says you're fired. What's that called?
Oh, yeah.
The Apprentice.
Yeah, The Apprentice.
Yeah.
You're fired.
And obviously, it was so funny when those two guys are in the same room. It was insanity.
I would have liked to have seen that, yeah. Gene Simmons can be rather comical. He's brilliant, yet he just seems so stupid, you know?
Exactly.
It's funny.
That's what it
was. I think he's so into Gene that he's kind of oblivious to a lot of things. That's what the take I get, you know?
Absolutely. That's the way he acted. So when he was in the same room with Don, Nold, the Donald, he made a mess of himself.
You had some cool points on types of vandalism.
I know.
You still have that up? Or
no, I lost
that?
It when
Can
I
you
hit
get into your history and check it out or no?
Well, it's funny. My history doesn't show that I was there. Well, yeah, exactly. It's like on a different day.
How can vandals get help? Or how can the people that are vandalized get help? Whose property may be vandalized? Does anybody that vandalizes think, you know, I need help. I keep doing these things and I don't want to do them anymore. Or maybe you find you're doing them because your friends want you to, or they think it's funny and you really don't want to do it. I think there's probably a way, some way that you can change that. And for those that are being vandalized, I think there's some help groups out there and local community, you know, watch programs and things like that. So you could check around on the internet for that or call your local, department of your departments in the city, like your, you know what I mean? Maybe city hall or your local police department and find out if there's any, you know, community watch programs for vandalism and, you know, break-ins and different things like that. Crime Stoppers, if you, you know, see the act.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of different things you can do, but the internet is a really good resource to find out information. And sometimes you'll find it in your, you can, you know, look up your particular town or city or something like that. And you may find information right on your, you know, a website for your city. And a lot of people don't realize that they have local websites with pretty much any city or town in it, you know, that has the resources for that area, that municipality. So you want to take advantage of that for a lot of different things.
Yes, most larger cities have a certain attack on vandalism, whether it's in a police department or other law enforcement. Like a lot of cities get private security companies to go out and do all that kind of late night patrolling in areas mm-hmm. that are hard hit by vandalism. So did you want to go into the different types?
Yeah, if you have that, let's go over that. And
there's acquisitive vandalism. Acquisitive, not to be acquisitive, it's acquisitive as in to acquire something, and which involves acts done to obtain property or money. Mm-hmm. Then there's tactical vandalism. It includes acts done to accomplish goals other than monetary gain. Mm-hmm. Such as graffiti or the defacement of material by a student to prevent the use of that material.
I think the ones you find in most cases.
Yeah, that's an interesting tactical. Some students will go to a library and wreck a piece of work, a book or whatever, so other kids can't use it.
Right.
That's interesting. Then there's ideological vandalism, which are acts done in promotion of a social, political, or other cause, such as the placement of KKK stickers. Mm-hmm.
Where the hate crimes fit in.
Within materials in a public racism. Library. Often ideological vandalism will be identifiable by the materials targeted. Then there's vindictive vandalism, the two Vs, mm-hmm. the deadly double V vandalism, involves acts done to gain revenge. And then there's play vandalism, which includes acts of destruction or disfigurement in the course of play, such as a group of teenagers who decide to play target practice with library windows.
Right.
That's playful.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Go to play a video game if you got to do something like that. And the final, which I think it can include all the other ones, which is malicious vandalism. These acts express rage or frustration. Examples are playing the Rage Against the Machine. Library might encounter, including the clogging of toilets or sinks, setting off fire alarms or sprinkler systems, or urinating in public places.
It all sounds like fun to me. I don't know where the problem lies exactly.
Big JD, the vandal.
This is bringing me back to my childhood there. So
what, the peeing in public places?
Mm-hmm.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com. Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Time for Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And what are we talking about today in the world of technology?
First, can we stop that? That's a good way to make me shut up.
Testing it.
Hey! We just played an ad, though, for WKBR.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the second one I played.
Okay.
I mean, we're not broadcasting today, obviously, but who knows what's going on with the station. So, I mean,
Right.
You know, just don't want to promote the station we're with right now.
But I would like, remember I was talking about having those little sound bites? I love the one where Mo goes, "Quiet, we're broadcasting here." Or, "Can't you see we're broadcasting here?" Or something like
that. Oh, he does? One of the shows?
Yeah, Mo? they're on a radio song. Okay. Whatever. And I love that little sound bit.
Start collecting them.
I should. I'd have to get, I'd just put them in here and then they'd go to you. Sure, that'd be easy. But anyway, Tech Talk.
I can use them from your thing or whatever, wherever they're at.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, give them to you however.
Or just send them. They're so small, you can send them over here. So, yeah, what do you got a gadget for us?
I have a gadget.
Technology news?
Nope. It's just a gadget this week. It's okay. The Sanctuary, and it comes from Blue Lounge. Blue Lounge makes a lot of high-end computer gadgetry stuff. You can go there by BlueLounge.com. But the one that just recently came out, I found out on Engadget, is the Sanctuary. And what does it do? It's like a little storage box about the size, maybe a little bit smaller than a Mac Mini. Mm-hmm. And you can put your iPhone in there. You can put your iPods. You can put your cell phones in there. And they all can charge from this one unit as well. Oh, so it's like a pedal board. If you're a musician, you want a pedal board. So it all gets its power from one source. So it has little dongles, including USB. So if you have something that needs to, that can get powered from a USB port, this has that as well. But it also has universal adapters, you know, so you can power them up through this thing. So it's a carrier for your stuff, as well as it'll charge them all at once.
So what do they mean by carrier? What's it made out of? Is it a wooden box?
Plastic.
It's
plastic.
So a box of some kind, though, and it's got little compartments for everything, and then...
Yes, exactly. Okay. I can show you the picture.
So I've seen a few things like that. I've seen some things that are like a box that you would, you know, for a man's dresser, you know, sometimes you put a box there for your change and your watch and your, you know.
Oh,
I've seen things like that actually have, you know, power coming into it so that you could, you know, power some things, plug some things into it.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily charging USB type, but actually power, you know.
I think this is great for if you're going on a trip.
Yeah.
I know I have a lot of electronic crap I bring with me.
Yeah, we should have a show on that kind of stuff. Traveling with
your stuff,
all the stuff. Yeah,
all your stuff you need, especially power adapters. That's the thing. You know, I got the adapter for my phone. Got the adapter for my MicroTrack, and I got my power adapter for my. You know, it's you got to make sure you got everything. You know, got batteries for this, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what this device for. It's called the Sanctuary. It's by Blue Lounge, and it's a place for you to make sure all your power and your cords and your cables and the devices themselves all go into this
box. Do we have a price?
$150.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap. A little steep if you ask me. $149.95. You can probably go on Amazon and find it. Maybe, you know, it's the manufacturer's retail selling price. Might be able to find it for $119 or something like that, but still.
You know, when we travel, we have to have one specific, not usually a suitcase, but a duffel type bag or a backpack that's just the gadgetry, the chargers and all that kind of stuff.
And your laptop as well goes in that same backpack?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's something separate.
Yeah, this is just for the charging and all that kind of stuff.
Like, you come here with your backpack, that's what I'm saying, and your laptop is in
there. Oh, no, but if I travel, you got to have something else that carries all the, you know, charging things and everything, all the extra stuff, because, you know, I don't have my phone charger with me, and I don't have my iPod charger with me, and I don't have my, you know, all these different things, and then extra cables if you need them for certain things, or, you know.
Yep.
Then if you're planning on doing any recording or any interviews wherever you're going, you know, there's a whole bunch more stuff you need. Recording gear.
Yep. Are you going to New York this summer?
Honestly, I really don't know, but I think I would probably, I just may have to. Possibly driving, actually.
May have to go to New York?
Yeah. A buddy of mine's interested in going, but he wants to drive too. He doesn't want to fly either.
No.
So if you maybe want to go to New York in a car. Or a Jeep.
I don't know about that.
Well, no, it wouldn't be my Jeep anyway.
Okay. Like, I'll go on.
He's
like,
got a. He's getting a new Patriot. And maybe he'd drive his, and we could chip in driving or something. I don't know. But I plan on chopping my book.
Oh, you're going to chop your book?
Yeah. And I'm hoping within the next, you know, 4 weeks I'm finished. You know, start making some calls. And then, you know, I'd like to go just hang around and maybe visit a few places of people that I talk to, possibly, with a manuscript in hand.
How do you shop a book? How do you do that? You just drop it off and say... Psst.
It's a lot like shopping for a book, but it's the opposite.
Mm.
You know, instead of going to somewhere to a store to buy the book, you're going somewhere to sell it. No, you like that analogy?
I don't like that.
Well, honestly, to start, I'm looking for a literary agent. You know, that's a whole other show. You can do an interview with me maybe later, and we'll talk about the book. I need a literary agent, and I'm, you know, talking to a few people about.
Can I be your literary agent? Oh, these guys know what they're doing. Eh? Okay.
No, you can't be, actually. You have to have some clout in the publishing industry.
Oh, clout.
So when you have clout in the publishing industry, you can be my literary agent.
So do you sell it to your agent or anybody?
No, the agent sells it for you, actually, on your behalf. Okay, so that's the way that works.
But you have to sell yourself to the agent to pick you up. He's got to pick you up, right?
Yeah, not necessarily. It's the book that sells, so it's not the person. So I have a better chance now, at least. No. But
no,
if the idea is there and they like the idea of it, yeah, they'll take it to publishing companies. I'll try some of the publishing companies. I'm going to mostly try for the literary agent. And if nothing works, I'm going to self-publish. I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to shop my book. Because like the music thing, it just, you can go on forever and ever. It could take years to get published. And I want to get published by the end of the summer.
Wow.
So if I have to self-publish or...
Because you got another book to write.
I got a lot of books to write, yeah. I've got probably 4 or 5 more books on the back burner, actually. Ready to rock and roll. It's all up here.
I know.
Titles are on paper. The ideas are there.
Too bad they didn't come out of your fingers just a little bit faster.
I know. I guess we should probably move on to, that's a cool tech thing, by the way. So if you're a traveler and, you bring all your chargeables.
And
gadgets with you, then that's, you want to look into the Sanctuary, and, it'd be nice if it was on our show notes, but it won't be. Okay, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry! Fine purveyors of spray paint for your vandalism needs. You want black,
use
they got black.
Use spray paint, even.
Use spray
if
paint.
If you can't afford spray paint, get it at Steve and Larry's.
That's right. They scrape the old paint off the wall, put it in the cans, and then you can buy it at a discount.
You can buy it pre-scraped if you like.
Pre-scraped.
It's even cheaper. You have to get it off a wall where it's already been painted onto.
Ah, oh, boy.
So, this week's Jabber Quote
is from a band.
Oh.
It's lyrics.
Okay.
It's from Typo Negative. Are you familiar with any of their work?
Yes, I am. I've seen his schlong.
Whoa.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? He's been in Playgirl. And you know who he is, eh?
Typo negative
guy.
Oh, it is. He's just a guy.
Yeah, but he was in the band Carnivore. That sounds vaguely familiar. That's who that guy is. And then he was in Playgirl and showed his big schlong to the world.
He's got some meat, does he?
Yeah, yeah. He's packing pretty good.
I'm jealous.
He's gagging.
Functionless art is simply tolerated vandalism.
Whoa.
We are the vandals.
Again?
We'll just use the first part. Functionless art is simply tolerated vandalism. Functionless art.
Mm-hmm.
Art does serve a function, doesn't it?
Well, I guess apparently, judging by this quote, it can serve no purpose.
However, I'm going to counter this, okay?
Yes.
With another quote from another recording artist.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to know the song, though. The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls.
Yeah, concert halls.
No, that's Rush.
Yeah. Well, isn't that it? Words of the prophets are... Or is it Zeppelin?
It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Who is it?
Sounds of Silence.
Oh, okay. A lot of few things come to mind there.
Right. The Rush one goes, in the words of the prophets. Subway walls, concert halls. He adds the concert halls after. So Rush, obviously.
But then I was thinking, for some reason, the prophet thing with Zeppelin. Didn't they say something about prophet somewhere?
No, I'm not sure. I'm sure they did.
Okay.
But we're talking about vandalism this week.
That's right.
So Typo Negative is saying that art that is actually art hanging somewhere but has no function is vandalism. However, they're saying Simon Garfunkel and Rush are saying that if somebody writes something on a wall, it's important enough to them they write it on the wall. They could be prophets.
Yeah.
So
yeah. In a lot of cases, you know,
they're flip-flopping.
Back in the day, caves, you know, didn't necessarily belong to anybody, or if it belonged to a people, they could write on the wall.
Hieroglyphics.
But now, there you go. And how much does it cost to hieroglyphics? But when you're defacing somebody else's property, even if you're a prophet, you know, you're going to get slapped with a fine or thrown in jail.
That's right, but you've left your mark.
But you have left your mark, sure.
And it's ingrained.
But somebody's going to just paint over it because it, you know.
Or sandblast
it. It shouldn't be there. Now we write in books and you know, teachings of that nature, as opposed to write all over somebody else's wall. You know, if you want to write on a rock and sell it, that would be cool. You know,
I'm sure that's been done. Remember Pet Rocks?
Write a 11th commandment and put it on a piece of stone.
The commandments don't come from people.
Yeah.
Unless it's your own religion, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Can I have some of your Kool-Aid, please?
God
has commandments, yes.
Pet Rocks, yes, I remember Pet Rocks.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11:59. That means we're coming up on the end of the show.
Yeah, show's over. And do we know what is going on here at the Jabbercast next Sunday?
Are you going or am I going?
Oh, I'm there.
Okay.
This will be a little bit of fun. And hopefully we can find an interview or two on this subject. Global warming. What is it? Is it for real? Is Al Gore for real?
We should interview Al Gore. I bet you'd be happy to talk about global warming to any audience.
Okay.
Listen to me.
It's all yours, baby. You get a hold of Al Gore.
Well, I got to get a hold of his people.
Get him on the show. You get a hold of his people.
Yeah. I'll have my people get a hold of his people.
Oh, that'd be me.
Okay.
So I'll be getting a hold of Al Gore. If you want me to interview him or you just want the questions, it's your call. It was your idea.
So
from my idea,
the spots that we're putting in today, those always go into the podcast.
The IDs,
yeah,
they're always in before we do our segments. But we can discuss that off air, unless you want to.
No, I'm just
get into some.
No, it's fine. So next week it's going to be global warming.
Yeah, that should be fun. And you know, visit the website www.thejabbercast.com for listening to the shows. You can listen to the podcast there, but we always hope and suggest that you subscribe to the show free from the iTunes store.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, you can contact us.
at via email at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can go to the website at thejabbercast.com, go to the contact page, and we got a little widget there. It's called a My Chingo widget. You click on the leave a message, and you just talk into your computer, and we will get the message on the other end, which reminds me a lot of that Dropio site. We should have a Jabbercast Dropio.
Yeah, we should make a new plan, Stan.
Yeah, because you can just call a number and start talking, and we get it as an MP3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, we do that now, but I think there's more functionality there in case they want to send us anything else.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And maybe that can be our show notes area for the Jabbercast.
Oh, you're so smart. Mm-hmm. I never even thought of that. But that's more work for you.
Not for me.
What?
It's your idea.
No, this is your show.
We're out of here.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.